person who is not a Christian once challenged me and asked why believers talk about God's love but never his wrath. Hi, I'm Debbie Taylor Williams. I thought about his question and realized that I'm guilty of that very thing. Think about all the wonderful ways we look at God's love, gentleness, and favor. Today, however, the context in which God's actions are described as wondrously marvelous is a reference to his judgment on people who claim his name but simply give lip service to him. God uses the prophet Isaiah to call them out in Isaiah 29:13-14. Then the Lord said, "Because his people draw near with their words and honor me with lip service, but they remove their hearts from me, and their reverence for me consists of tradition learned by rote. Therefore, I will once again deal marvelously with this people, wondrously marvelous." He goes on to warn them of the consequences of their lip service and rote worship. We might want to relegate our Creator's wrath to the Old Testament, but Revelation 16 speaks of God's judgment being poured out on the earth in a yet future day. We may wonder, are human actions such a big deal to God? The answer is, clearly, they are. For more on God and his love and his truth, visit Beyond Ourselves at DebbieTaylorWilliams.com.